It's 8:45, which means it's time to say good morning to Morne Fellhammer. Good morning, Morne.
Yes, a very good morning on this wonderful sunny Saturday morning. And this morning we're going to be talking about the love flower. It's almost one of those plants that you think Barry White should have written a song about. But we're actually going to be talking about the agapanthus. And I refer to the love flower because if you didn't know, the name itself is derived from agape, which is Greek for love, and panthus, which is flower. So if you've, you know, the Greeks believed in different types of love, and agape was one of them. That's the love of your fellow man. And we talk about agapanthus because they are now a truly South African plant. You don't find them anywhere else in the world growing naturally besides South Africa, Lesotho, and Swaziland. And they are just such versatile plants to grow in your garden. I think we all seen them. We all know what they look like. But a little bit of history. We have naturally occurring in South Africa. We refer to the Agapanthus africanus, which is Agapanthus naturally occurring in the Western Cape areas, which grows extremely well in well-drained soil. And then we have probably Agapanthus praecox, which is a large leaf Agapanthus, which is found pretty much in the Eastern Cape areas and further up the coast, which most hybrids are probably derived from is Agapanthus praecox. And then, of course, you might not know that we also have deciduous Agapanthus, which grow in the colder areas, naturally in the colder areas, up in the Drakensberg, up in areas in Mpumalanga, Graskop area, which actually they become dormant and die back completely during the winter months and then resprout during spring. And I think what we must remember is that over the years, we've had wonderful hybridization of Agapanthus, which means that we are really, as gardeners, spoiled for choice when it comes to the options. Now, when I'm talking about options, we're talking about options in terms of size of the plant. We have from miniatures, the old favorites, Peter Pan and Tinkerbell, the blue and the white miniature, all the way through to the very large headed Agapanthus, like blue velvet, for instance, which, as the name describes, has got this incredibly deep blue velvet flower, huge flowers as big as almost soccer balls, and everything in between. And we tend to also forget that when you're buying an Agapanthus and sometimes you're looking at the price, what you will realize is that the price gives you an indication of the breeding and the ability of the plant to do more normal things. So if we go back to normal Agapanthus praecox, it has one flowering period during the year, relatively short, 1 to 2 months, and then it's over. But what has happened through the breeding is that we now have plants which have much longer flowering cycles, plants which can have to 10, 12, 15 flowering spikes all at once. And then, of course, the exciting thing is with regards to the plants which have bred to have multiple flowering seasons throughout the year, up to 3 times, which has been fantastic. Obviously, one would think, and we do have the top South African breeders in the world of Agapanthus sit in South Africa, and one of the newest varieties to be released. It was released 2 years ago. In Europe, as a matter of fact, it's quite ironic that the Europeans can get our plants before we can. But you will now find them on the shelves in our garden centers. There's a new Agapanthus called Poppin' Purple. And as the name suggests, beautiful, solid, dense flowers with purple colors. And it's something to look at. Now, what we normally associate Agapanthus with is mass plantings. We were chatting in the studio earlier and we said, you know, it's the national sidewalk flower in South Africa, which is true because it is so versatile to be planted in mass. And they take sun conditions and they take shade conditions. They're not very particular to where exactly they grow from an aspect point of view. They do extremely well in very bad soils. So once again, it's great to just pop them in, and if you're not sure what else to do, that works. And then remember, the plants that have now been bred are specifically looking at varieties like Fireworks, for instance, which is a multicolored Agapanthus. It's had blue and white in its flowers, are really designed to be put into pot plants on patios. So north facing patio where something else might be battling because of the heat and the sun, an Agapanthus like Fireworks will do very well, and it literally flowers all summer long. It is just one of those most amazing agapanthus. And a little bit of TLC is always required, as in feeding twice or three times a year. They respond really well to. Unfortunately, agapanthus are known to harbor snails. If you're going to find a snail in your garden, you'll find it hiding under agapanthus, although they don't cause a lot of damage to agapanthus themselves. But if you are looking to find them in your garden because you need to eradicate them, that's probably where you're going to find them, is hiding underneath them. But further than that, they're not prone to many pests or diseases, and they're extremely hardy and water-wise because of their thick rhizomous roots that they have. They can withstand long periods of drought, although they would naturally occur in areas which get at least 500 mils of rain a year. They can die back. When I say die back, their foliage can literally be obliterated through drought, but they keep and they sustain themselves through those rhizomous roots, and then will come back as soon as the first rains appear. So there we have it. The love flower, agapanthus, versatile. When you go out to your garden centers, have a look at the big range of your different sizes and colors, and there will be one out there which will suit your garden.
Thanks very much, Mona. I just wanted to check. This is also the African lily and the lily of the Nile. It's the same plant,
That's
right?
The same. They have many common names, and they don't occur anywhere near the Nile River.
Okay, thanks very much. That's Mona Fellhammer. We'll see you next week. Thank you very much, Mona.